climate change is a threat to our hopes, to our children, and indeed to our very existence. But beyond that, it is no different from any other threat. We will overcome it, as we have overcome other threats throughout the world. But in order to do that, we must ensure that our advocacy goes beyond mere rhetoric. Climate change can and will worsen our living conditions if we do not take the right steps. Every one of us, therefore, has a role to play towards saving the human civilization, starting from little everyday changes in our lifestyle. I will list a few examples which have been scientifically validated as best practice. One of them is to reduce, to reuse, and to recycle. This will reduce the levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are major contributors to the emission of greenhouse gases and global warming. We should use less of our air conditioning and cooling system and bring energy levels down. We should replace regular light bulbs with energy-saving bulbs. They last longer and they use less energy. Just pause to think as you are here, how many light points you have left at home, how many laptops you have left plugged when you are not there, how many appliances are running in your homes and in your offices when you do not actually need them. We should drive less and drive smart. Use the BRT buses. Walk. Ride a bicycle if you can. Don't send your driver or domestic staff or neighbor errands in the car. Let them walk or ride a bicycle. Use less of motorcycles or Okada, as they are known here. Avoid them if you can. Their engines have very high emission levels of carbon monoxide. Switch off your electrical appliances. Refuse plastic bags in shops and markets when you don't need them. Buy containers that you can refill where possible. Move your refrigerator or your freezer away from your cooker. They consume much more energy because of the heat generated by the cooker. Turn off the tap when you are not actually using the water. Remind your children to turn off the running water while they are brushing their teeth. Not economical use of water. Plant a tree. Some people had called us all sorts of names when we started the greening project of Lagos. I think that they must be wiser now and know that the environment is not something to play politics with. Extreme weather conditions are sounding warnings that climate change and global warming are real and that we cannot continue on a path that has proven to be unsustainable. If we fail to listen, then it is us and not painfully our children who will bear the brunt of its consequences. With this in the recess of your mind, as you deliberate, I declare this summit open. Thank you very much for your attention.